Perhaps you're asking yourself, if it was an unidentified pickup, why didn't the dogs bark at it? Great question. As you know, barking at strangers is an important part of our job on this outfit, and very seldom do we miss an opportunity to do it. This time we did. Why? Too hot. But it would have been a waste of time anyway, because it turned out that it wasn't an unidentified pickup after all. The pickup belonged to our ranch. Slim and Loper had come back to the machine shed for some supplies or equipment. When they stepped out of the pickup, my keen eyes picked up an important clue. Loper was having a bad day. He looked mad and disgusted. The moment his boots touched the ground, he growled, "The stinking windmill pumped all winter, never missed a stroke. When we didn't need water, it gave us water, water, and more water. Now it's hot, and what does it do? It quits pumping, and we got 50 cows standing on their heads at the tank trying to get a drink." Slim nodded and shifted his toothpick to the left side of his mouth. "It don't seem fair, does it?" "No, it makes me so mad." Slim waited to hear the rest of the sentence. When it didn't come, he said, "But you know what? I think a hurricane might be worse." Loper turned halfway around and stared at him for a long moment.
"What?"
"If we ranched down on the Gulf Coast, we'd have hurricanes, and then we'd have to worry about floods. Your cows might be swimming around and hung up in the tops of trees. You wouldn't like that either." Loper turned his gaze to the ground and shook his head.
"Slim, that is the dumbest thing you've said in 2 weeks.
"No, it ain't. All I'm saying is that a man shouldn't complain about his problems, cause there might be worse problems in this old world."
"Slim, this is my ranch, and if I want to complain about busted windmills in the middle of the heat wave, I'll complain about it."
"I know you will, because that's all you've been doing for the past 30 minutes.
The Constitution of the United States of America gives me the right to complain about ignorant windmills."
"Loper, every now and then a man ought to stop whining and count his blessings." Loper gave him a ferocious glare.
"Whining, huh? All right, buddy, I'll count my blessings. 1, 2, 3. There, you happy?"
"No, you didn't say what they are." Loper began slashing a finger through the air.
"Blessing number 1 is that you're not twins. Blessing number 2 is that at the end of a long, hot day, I don't have to eat your bachelor cooking. Blessing number 3 is that I've got a radio in that pickup, so when you start yapping about blessings, I can turn up the volume. There!"
"Loper, you're worse than a mule. You didn't say a word about being grateful that we don't have floods and earthquakes and bluebonnet plague."
"Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm mad at the windmill, and I plan to stay mad until we get it fixed. Speaking of which, do you suppose you could start gathering up our windmill tools?"
Slim shifted his toothpick over to the other side of his mouth. "Well, I probably could, but I still say..."
"Good!"
Loper whirled around and headed for the machine shed.